I drew a little picture of a shoe here based on a Perush Chai. This is what I think the idea of a shoe is. This is a picture from Perush Chai Irvin. So it has four components. The Oznaim are the handles which hold the thread in place. The Tarsios are the actual threads or shoelaces. Then there are the Chavotim, which seems to be the sole, but the sole doesn't seem to be one piece. It seems to be made out of several pieces sewn together. Okay, that's the Chavotim. And then there are the Kapaim, or the Kapov, which literally means a spoon. So I'm guessing that they actually are these, the thing in the back of the shoe, which holds the shoe in place, like a cup, right? And it's like a spoon. And this is also in the front, it holds the foot in place in the front. So these are the elements, the Tarsios, the Oznaim, the Kapios, the Kapaim, and the Chavotim on the bottom, okay? So that's the shoe we're dealing with here. So the Gemara says here, let's take it from over here, it says sandal, right? So just so I can show you what's going on. Sandal shall eight, this sound of a sign of the sandal shall eight, Chavrai B'Shem Rav said, the Hainshu Choyftim shall or, right? It's going to the Rashba's gears where everything is supposed to be leather. So the Choyftim have got to be, the soul has got to be of leather. Rabbi Bar B'Shem Rav, Hainshu Mamidim shell or Mabinim shell or here seems to be the it's not clear if that's the Kapaim or if that's the Oznaim, but some other part has to be made out of leather. And Tamar Amin B'Shem Rav V'Hein Shiyu Tarsiyosav shell or, okay, so the shoelaces themselves have to be made out of leather. So the bottom line is there's very little out of the shoe which actually made out of wood. It's not even clear to me what part at all can be made of wood. Rabbi Hila B'Shem, Rabbi Yechon argues that he says, Afilu kula shalei tzkar, even the entire shoe is wooden, it's okay. Masitz Mishael Rabbi Yechon is a Bishna, which goes like Rabbi Yechon, it says, Ta sandal shokash, if you have a sandal made out of straw, tamei medris. So a person steps on it, it's tamei medris. Vayisha choletzis bo, and he can use a chalitza because since it's a shoe, so therefore it can be used for chalitza as well. David Rabbi Akiva. Avachachomim lohodu the medras. Chomim did not concede that he used for medras.
He's after
Yerushalmi.
He wants to hear Yerushalmi.
You want to hear Yerushalmi? Welcome. There are extra gemaras in the base medras. Do you want to look in together? Okay. Where are you from? So you said Eretz Yisrael. Oh. Okay. Well, always welcome. Welcome you to the only English language that the only Yerushalmi share in the world. Okay. So.
I suppose there's one in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
that must be English. That's not English.
Yeah, I also don't know if it's Dafyomi. Is it Dafyomi?
Yankelbox told me that.
Yeah.
I said, I was under the impression we're the only English language.
Yeah.
Dafyomi Rishon. He thinks there's one in
Flanders. There are two Yiddish ones, but I don't know if there are any English ones. You have Dafyomi. Anyway, maybe one of two. We don't know. So a sandal made out of straw, it says yours tame medris, Vaisha Choletis Bodirakim, and you can do chalitza with it, Kurn Rabbi Akiva. Avachachomi Lohoja Medris, Chachomi say can't be Matami Tumas Medris. Why? Because it's very uncomfortable, so even a Zov doesn't like walking on it for a long period of time. Sandal Shnivsku Oznov. Now if a sandal lose its Ozna, Oznaim, get.
Simply because then it's really not made.
It's like, yeah, because it's like the Zav is not Matami, something he sits on. because in Moshe, they tell him, Amod v'nasem lachteinu, get up, we want to do our work, right? So to here, people are not going to sit, to stand on this shoe for any length of time, so therefore it can't be metame medras, okay? So, says Gemar, tzanoshnivsku oznov. If the handles which hold, I keep saying handles, but it's probably a better word for it. It's the parts of the shoe which hold the laces in place, or the parts of sandal which hold the laces in place. Shiv's close now. Nivsku chavotav. The chavotav means parts of the sole have come loose. Nivsku tarasiyesav. Even if the laces are severed and they simply are not functional anymore, or shapir shachas mikapav, or either the part which holds the leg in place in front or in the back of the sandal has become ripped, tore, the sandal is tore. Now, nifskachas meoz, if only one of the pieces of the shoe which hold the lace in place, achas mechavotav, if only one part of the sole, achas me tarsiyosav, one of the laces obviously has more than one lace. Or shmishu rov kapov, only the majority of the things which hold the parts of the shoe which hold the foot in place, if only there, it's only come severed to that extent, so whatever tumah it has, it still retains. Tumah, it's still going to be a keli and it's still makabel tumah. Ravida omer pnimis tmea. Ravida says there are two osnaim, right? So if it's the inner one which becomes severed, so then it's tummy because he'll still wear it because it's not so noticeable. Hachitzayin, if it's the outer one which became severed, so people can see because it's on the outside of his foot, then already the sandal is torn because people simply do not wear it that way. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha and Rabbi Tavli Chanin bar Bob Shem Rav said Halach Rabbi Yilin Shabbos. Interesting thing vis-a-vis Shabbos, if the outer the outer handle which holds the strap or the shoelace in place becomes severed, you're not allowed to wear the shoe on Shabbos because people are embarrassed to wear such shoes on Shabbos, so afraid that since they're embarrassed to wear the shoe on Shabbos, they're going to take it off and carry it when Shabbos arrives. So they're going to wear the shoe on Shabbos.
It's not functioning. It may not be a functional shoe.
No, it is functional. That's what I was going to discuss. As there is a parallel suga in Erevin, but if I don't recall that it's in the Bavli, but I don't recall it's at this length in the Bavli. So name it says more halacha kabbalah in the Shabbos, but nevertheless, Rav Shua Rav Yitzchak Kavli Uvda. Rav Shua Yitzchak had such a case where his shoe, the outer handle which held the laces in place, got snapped. So Shalach Shal Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. He sent to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, the guy Rabbi Chiya Bar Bota, Rabbi Chiya Bar Bota, to ask the question. Amar Leis, he said, not true, k'shem she'en cholkin b'tumah, just like this machlokas by tumah. And according to Chachamim, no matter which handle got severed, as long as they're not both severed, then it's still makabel tumah. K'enei chalukin b'shabbos, so it's on Shabbos the same machlokas. V'oilek Rabbani, Paschal Rabbani, that even if the outer handle is torn, you could still wear the shoe on Shabbos. Okay? Now, the next five words of Karmen Eda, then Pnei Moshe will take out. V'shama Meimar, okay, it skips the just from Shobar Yitzchak Boy. V'shama Meimar Lochek Rabbi Yehuda, even though he heard that Alokas Rabbi Yehuda, Fumori like Rabbanan, he passed him like Rabbanan, which it seems that the Gemara is somewhat astonished by that, but nevertheless, the Gemara says, it's the way it is, we passed him like Rabbanan. Rabbi Yaakov bar Yitzchak Havli Uvda. Rabbi Yaakov bar Yitzchak had a similar case. Shal Rabbi Zira, he went to ask Rabbi Zira, Shal Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Zira asked Rabbi Ami. Amar Lazy said, Inkadir Mishum Yitame, so Rabbi Ami did not want to pass him. He said, look, the guy who holds its tame, right, that's still matame, he holds mutalatzis, but you're allowed to go out with the shoe, because that means it still retains its character as a keli, as a shoe. Being the mishu matar, the guy holds it once it's ripped its tar, so obviously he holds also latzis the bow. You now have to go out with it anymore, because it's no longer retains its character as a shoe or a sandal. Flopik pagabe klum. And says the Gemara, he was not able to get from Rav Ami a psak. Rav Ami would not say like whom he paskin, whether he paskin like Rabbi Huda, in which case he would not be able to wear it on Shabbos, or a Paskin like Rabbanan, in which case he would be able to wear it on Shabbos. No psak was forthcoming. Tanya Rabbi Acha Rabbi Zira, I have a Zira, so now the Gemara nevertheless brings down Rabbi Zira is the one who asked.
I didn't skip a line.
Tani Avon Matayel Hubo Achu Magil Pesach Hatzero. It says no matter how we pass it, and you're like Rabbi Yehuda, you wear the shoe until you reach the opening of your courtyard, then you just have to discard it there. Now Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Zira have Matayel Hubo Isratan. They were walking down the highway. It should be Afsik. The coordinator fixes it. Afsik sandaled Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha's sandal snapped. I mean the matun, but for some reason, Rabbi Zira didn't notice. Maybe they were talking and learning, so he didn't notice that the sandal snapped. When they got to the opening of the courtyard, so Rabbi Zira said, I mean the matun pile, once they came to the opening of the courtyard, Omar to lay Rabbi Zira, said, Hahein Pesach Chatzerecha, this is the opening of your courtyard, take off your shoe, because now we're ready in the courtyard, you can't go any further wearing this broken shoe. Rabbi Yaakov, when his shoe used to break on Shabbos, Korach Savno, he used to put around it some fiber in order to keep it intact, in order to walk with it, which is clearly not like Rabbi Yehuda, because like Rabbi Yehuda, once it's broken, it's broken, you can't wear it anymore. But he would make ad hoc repairs to it in order to keep it going. Okay, now it's important to know you can't put in a new. It's not important to this Gemara, but it's important how Lachlan might say you can't put in a new shoelace on Shabbos. You can't wear a new shoelace. You need a pen?
No, it's okay. My bird took the top of my pen off. That's one of his problems.
Your bird took off the top of your pen.
Yeah, he was chomping on something off of the
Uh-huh. Okay. Talk about exotic birds. So in any event... you're not allowed to put in new shoelaces on Shabbos. If your shoelace snaps on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put in new shoelaces. It's to be mukta. You are allowed to take out and replace an old shoelace because it's not considered to be mukta. And here we need to find something which is not going to be mukta in order to fix your shoe on Shabbos. So he found a sieve, which is some sort of fibrous material which was obviously not mukta. And the Gemara goes on and says, in this vein, Rabbi Avo Korach Agud Malbinki. Rabbi Avo used the wrapper from a vegetable, from a bundle of vegetables. Not a wrapper, I mean the string, which is holding the bundle of vegetables together. And that string, obviously, Savar Rabbi Avo Agud Malbinki. Malbinki, the wrapper, the string which wraps the vegetables together, Min Amuchanu, it's prepared. This is Shabbos, it's not Mukta, okay?
So that's not Matakin?
Yeah, Rabbi Kiyona. No, because he just used it to wrap it around. If you actually had fixed, like sewn it on Shabbos, of course, I'm sorry, but he just used it to hold the shoe to his foot once the laces snapped or the handle snapped, so it wasn't actually fixing, it was just, you know, temporary. Yeah. Because we already used it as a lace. It's already been used. You can't take new ones. New ones are considered to be mukta machmas cheser and kis, you know, unless you actually use them before Shabbos. Okay? Says Gemara Rabbi Yonah. Now, this next Gemara, there are two Gemaras tonight which have a gazillion interpretations. All the Mefarshim translate them differently. This is one. Next one will be in some custom out, but I'll just, true to form, we'll forge ahead with our own shot here. And we'll learn the first line of carbon 8 and the second line of Pnei Moshe, even though the two Perushim are incompatible. Okay, now, the way to read it, therefore, is like this. Rabbi Yoina, when his shoe went bad, Talkul Chanusa de Chiltira, on Shabbos, he tossed it into a jewelry store. In other words, he was through a Kilacha Yad into Rishus HaYachid. Somehow, okay. Now, I don't know if he threw it or actually wore it into Rishus HaYachid, but he took it from the Rishus Rahim to the Rishus HaYachid into this jewelry store. Now, Vyakar, why? Because he held it was like a dover, you know, like something, you know, that's out there. Coolest if you have your wallet upon you at Erev Shabbos, you know, to bring it to toss it into the nearest courtyard. You know, on Shabbos, carry Kalachayat, make all sorts of shinuim. So he did this type of thing with his shoe. Right, so precious, not so precious. Even though it was a relatively small amount of money, how valuable were the shoes? Nevertheless, for him, it was you know, chashuv, so he made whatever shinu was necessary in order to get it to some private place, in order that it shouldn't be, you know, susceptible to being lost or stolen. However, the order of the preciousness of Rabbi Elazar, Mesalik law, caused him not to walk with it even into a nearby store, but rather just to remove the shoe where he was when the shoe broke. Okay? So the Sadri Yakar, according to Pnei Moshe, means the precious order of Rabbi Elazar.
So was it higher order or lower?
Higher order. I mean, in other words, he was more machmir. He wouldn't actually wear the shoe, even the shinoi somewhere. He would just toss it where it broke. Okay?
Even though he would be more justified to carry it to bring it to
right. But it was more machmir not to do that. Rabbi Yehuda Kukur, Rabbi Yehuda, can I switch shoes? Now this is going back. Rabbi Yehuda said if the outer handle of the shoe breaks, it's no good. But what about, we had this question about Bavli too, can you switch feet? Because then the outer handle will become the inner handle of the other one. Is that okay? So says the Gemara, Amar Leisa, she said, Ashar Yefil Kach, even without doing that, it's Mutter, because we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Leisa, he said, nevertheless, if he didn't want to pass like that, Halach Lamais without somebody else helping him. And he said, so Rabbi Zira said, Pukham Echad Tzav, go find another old man, in other words, another Talmid Chacham, V'samach Halav, and rely on him together with me. In other words, I don't want to pass in its mutter by myself. Novak Av Ashkech, so he went out and found Rabbi Bar Bar Memel, V'shal, and he asked him, and Shara, he was matir. Amr Yitzchak said, "Masnisa Amaroshim in Mabush." Our Mishnah tells us that, and this comes way back to Yevamos. Our Mishnah tells us that wearing a right shoe on a left foot, in other words, switching feet or vice versa, is a legitimate way of wearing things, which would make a mutter to go out that way on Shabbos. How so? Because it says the thing we learn, "Ovush b'shel small b'min," if he was wearing a left foot shoe on the right foot and they did chalitza with that shoe, chalitza says k'shera, the chalitza is okay. Okay, so we see that switching feet is a legitimate form of wearing shoes. Says one further. Now it said in the Mishnah that the shoe has to cover the majority of the foot, but not the entire foot. So it says, it's not so simple. That's true, l'rochav. The shoe, if you have a triple E foot, you can still wear for chalitza and a D shoe. Because you'll squeeze your... Oh, come on. What's difficult about that?
I wear a triple E.
Yes. This chalitza. You're not walking around in it. So you, that's okay. You can wear it for a D, the D for the chalitza. That's for avola orech. But if it, you wear a size 13 shoe and they try and squeeze you in a size 9 shoe, then it's no good. Tzarech she'achofa es, and here all in fortune change it to kol harego. That has to cover the whole foot. And the mechamayim, he says, in his parish, he says, people could squeeze into narrow shoes. Women do it, I assume, all the time. But it's harder to squeeze into a short shoe. So it has to be long enough, even though it can be narrower. Okay? Says Mar Matay with Rabbi Elazar. Now Rabbi Elazar said, "Now let's do chalitza night." What's the law? Why do Rabbi Elazar pass away? Because it says le'enei haskeinim, says the it has to be by the sight of the elders and they can't see at night. Well, Mamakai Rabbanu say you can do chalitza night. What do they do with le'enei haskeinim? The basedin suma to preclude a blind basedin. Can't do chalitza in front of a blind basedin. Rabbi Yochanan boy. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question. V'chav v'shitasi Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar seems to contradict himself. Tamun oimer by Metzora, he says, Hayuminis makevis, the right one is an impediment. What do you use the right side for by Metzora?
The bowen.
The bowen, right. The thumbs and the big toes. You put the blood from his birds on the thumbs and the big toes. So then it must be the right side. V'achav oimer any minis makevis. Here he says you don't have to do it on the right side. It could be even the left foot. Rabbi Yisir, it says, Tam and the Chsiv Yimonis, high Yimonis, extra hay, Makavitz, it's an impediment. But Ramach, the Chsiv Yimonis, right here, doesn't even say Yimonis, doesn't even say the right foot, just says the foot. And Yimonis, Makavitz, doesn't have to be the right foot. Tan Rabbi Yisir, Tzaydon, yay, Kumi Rabbi Yimio. He said, Rabbi Yimio, not true. Osno, actually, I'll take that back. He was talking about now how you pierce the ear of an eved who decides to stay with you with yovel. So he says, dafka, the right ear you pierce. Right? Ozno, ozno. There's a gzer shava. I assume it means you came from Sidon. Sidon, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rabbi Yezid said, then it comes, Rabbi Yezid said, ozno, ozno, gzer shava. It says ear by Mitzora, and it says, because you put the blood on his right earlobe, and it says ear by an Eved who's getting his ear pierced to Yovel. Just like the Ozen, the ear which is mentioned by Mitzora, Liyamonis, it's the right side, Afkanimonis, so too by piercing the ear of an Eved, it's the right side. Says the Gemara, so if that's the case, let's turn Zer Shava V'Amar Raglo Raglo. Let's turn Zer Shava from Mitzora, where it says leg, to Chalitza, where it says leg. Says the Gemara, Mandi Islay Osno Osno Lisley Raglo Raglo. Even he who holds a make Zer Shava by the ears does not hold a Raglo Raglo. Now the Gemara doesn't get into it, but obviously the Bavli must, because everybody says that the pshat is that Raglo Raglo, although I don't remember, is that Raglo Raglo is not Mufna. Osno Osno is. In other words, the Raglo Raglo drasha doesn't have superfluous words to, from which to build up a strong bridge for the Gzeirah Shava, whereas the Raglo Raglo drasha has superfluous words which help build up a strong Gzeirah Shava. So in any event, without getting into the details, but Tani B'Shem Rabbi Lezer, then we learn Rabbi Lezer Raglo Raglo, right? That there is a Gzeirah Shava Raglo Raglo, and that we do say the right foot by Chalitza. There are two different Tanoim who had different versions of what Rebbe Lezer said. Mandi say Ozno Ozno, he holds of Ozno Ozno. There is a Mandi who holds of Ozno Ozno, but this word should be these two words should be taken out. Mandi say Ozno Ozno Raglo Raglo. And so it's not Isla. Well, you can put it, you keep the Isla in anyway, but anyway, he just says it's one mandar mold that we'd make both Gzeirah Shavas, Ozno, Ozno, and Raglo, Raglo. And then there's man should be switched, this should be the East. Man the Isla, Ozno, Ozno, and there's another one that makes Gzeirah Shavas of Ozno, Ozno, but Leislay Raglo, Raglo, he doesn't know the Gzeirah of Raglo, Raglo. And the Masnisa, our Mishnah is like that, because our Mishnah says you can use, according to Rabbi Lezer, even the left foot. So our Mishnah should be Islay Ozno Ozno. He holds the Gzeirah Shava for Mitzora, but Lo Raglo Raglo does not hold the Gzeirah Shava vis-a-vis Chalitza. Okay? Halacha Gimel. Chotzov Arakika. So the woman did two out of three components. She removed the shoe, and she spat at him. Have a low crosser, but she didn't read, didn't say the parsha. You know, main yab me, that he refused to take me. She neglected to say that. Okay? So, chaytas akshir, but the evil chaytas kosher. Karasa v'rakaka, what if she read that, the parsha, and she spit, have a low chalitza, but she didn't do the actual chalitza. Chaytas absul, that chalitza is no good. Chalitza v'karasa, she took off the shoe, and she read the parsha, have a low chalitza, but she didn't spit. Rabbi Lezer, my chalitzas, absolute chalitzas, no good. Rabbi Kiva Omer, chalitzas, aksheira, even if she doesn't spit, the main thing is she took off the shoe. Rabbi Lezer says, kocha yaseh, Rabbi Lezer says, how can you say that she doesn't have to spit? It says, this is exactly the way it should be done. Dover shu maisim activating, which then needs to be done, is an impediment. It doesn't work without it. Rabbi Akiva, Akiva said, misham raya, for there you want to bring a proof. Kocha yaseh lo ish. It says this should be done to the man, meaning davar shemaisa ish, something which has to do with the man, that's an impediment. So chalitza has to do with the taking off the man's shoe, right? And kriya also, one can make the case that the man also says certain things in the chalitza process. However, in terms of the spitting, the man doesn't spit. So the
woman is spitting at the man.
Yeah, but that's not in the man, so therefore it's not the same thing. Anyway, that's what Gemara is contending. Okay, says Gemara further. Shmuel Amar, Chotzov Lo Rakika, let's say she did a chalitza and she didn't spit. Taruk! So let her go back and spit. That they're both are essential. Rabbi Levshay Lezer said, Chotzov Lo Karasa, if she did a chalitza but she didn't read the parsha, for Lo Rakika, and she didn't spit. Chalitza is possible. But with Hik Rabbi Lezer, that's going Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer also says that you must read the parsha. Okay? Dire Chachamim, according to words of Chachamim, Rabbi Ba B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, in the words of Chachamim, Rabbi Ba B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Zrikon, Mati B'Shem Rabbi, he said the name of Rab, Chotzav Lo Rokaka, if she did Chalitza and didn't spit, Rokaka Vlo Chotzav, she spit and didn't do Chalitza, Lo Asaklum, it's not at all valid, Achetachlotz with Tirok until she does both Chalitza and Rokika. Now, the Ritbah says, isn't that Pashut? What's he telling us, which you didn't know before from the Mishnah? So Ritbah says a very interesting thing. He says that it has to be in, or the Mishnah is trying to tell us that you have to, there has to be an order. In other words, you shouldn't say whatever they forgot to do later on, whatever they forgot to initially, later on they'll make up, but they don't have to make up an order. It's trying to say it has to be done in the specific order as the Mishnah enumerated it, which is, it has to be that what is the order? I'm not actually sure. Then Kriya. No, it says Chalitza then Rakika, right. So that has to be first Chalitza Rakika, right. Can't be Rakika and then Chalitza, that's what he's saying. Right, okay. Rabbi Bobish boy Kum Rabbi Ami. Higdima Rakika Chalitza. What if she did do the spitting before the Chalitza? Amalei, so he said that it's okay. Kamisha no said it's as if he did an order, even though the Gemara till now said it has to be done specifically in the right order, which is Chalitza before Rekika, not Rekika before Chalitza. He says, b'dievet, it's okay. Okay? Now, again, here comes the Gemara, which nobody really understands. Everybody just changes the girsa as they see fit. Kidesh, begufo shel simfon, it should be, according to most, the plurality of refreshments, let's say. In other words, his question was, when I'm a Kaddish woman, when I marry a woman with a document, am I doing it with the actual document, with the actual parchment which the document is written, or am I doing it with the words inside the parchment? The nafkimina, the ratification, of course, to be in a case where I wrote the document on an article which was also by Noah, which I'm not to derive any benefit from. So if I have to be Mekadesh a woman with the actual substance of the document, so then this document is forbidden me to derive. I know I can't use it to be Mekadesh a woman. But if the prohibition, but if the what's Mekadesh her is not the parchment, but rather the writing therein, so the writing is not Isra Noah, it's only the parchment Isra Noah, and therefore it would be okay. So that's the Gemara says, Kitra Begufo Shel Simfon. Again, it should be Simfon. You married her with the text, with the actual substance of the document? Or Malaysia said, no, but it's Noim Shabo, Kidei should do it with the statements inside the document, and therefore the document is also, but no, it's legitimate.
When you say the Tanoim, you don't mean physical letters, you mean the effect of the letters.
Right. The abstract concept of, you know, the conditions of the letters, not the concrete aspect. Says Gemara, Malif Tachlon and Mitzis Chotzer Shuftim. A Shuftim. Was one allowed to open a small window, it's called an Egyptian window, which you really, it's very difficult to actually look at your neighbor's yard, just like for observation, to make sure that your distant plowed fields are not being raided by marauders, right? So Malito Chalamitz is when allowed to open an Egyptian window, Luchatzar Shufim, into a common courtyard, Lamalame Avramas, as long as your Egyptian window is more than 4 amos above the base of the field, of the courtyard. So he said, Kena no Omri. Yes. Well, actually, it should be K. Yes, that's what we say. On Rami Stoma Vira Baalmo Baalmo Bapoi. Because otherwise, you want to say that we actually close the airspace of the world to him? What right do we have to close this airspace, right? So says Mar Amar Rabbi Naso Kenamar Man the boy Mebat Be Kenamar Man the boy Mebat Beisuk Min Shavach Lo Shamili. So I forgot what that means. It's Bitmiya, okay. It says, so he said a similar thing. Renasa said, thus he said, Man the boy mayor basic means shovach lo shemilei. If somebody wants to make little windows all over his house, like a dovecot, which has little windows and cubby holes, you think we don't listen to him? So Sotir, as long as he wants to make the Egyptian window above four amos, we listen to him and we allow him to do so. Now in the Bavli, it's a longer discussion whether we say that that he's allowed to open a chalon or mitzri, not allowed to open a chalon or mitzri. And the discussion about Basin, before we get into whether you can reconcile the Ushami with the Bavli or not, but I'm not going to bore you with the details because I didn't bother following them myself.
What's
okay.
Problems,
because that's above the height of an individual. So you have to make a special effort to see through it. So it's not see above it, right? So therefore, it'd be over. That's why it's less severe. Yeah, otherwise you have to build a fence, right? Because you're directly across with that individual. Okay, acheres shenechlat. So it's also over your head, so you have to, whatever. Acheres shenechlat, a cheresh who was the man, and the chalitza was performed on him. Acheresh shechotz, a woman who was deaf mute who did chalitza. She performed the chalitza. Now chalitza is a katan, or somebody does chalitza on a minor. The boy is a minor. Chalitza is a psula. Chalitza is no good. Ketana shecholta, a ketano did cholta. In other words, the girl was a minor. Tachlis mishadadu, she should do chalitza over again when she grows up. Milo cholta, if she doesn't do chalitza when she grows up, so b'diyev chalitza so kshera, the chalitza she does a kud is okay. Now the Bavli argues on this. Bavli on the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Bavli says, v'imlo cholta chalitza so pesula. Or she must do a second chalitza when she becomes an adult. It's not just an option; she must do it.
Okay. Now, why is a katan chalitza possible, but the katan yibum was?
Mara's going to ask that. Says Mara, "Sam chesed beit." I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yotze, why is a cheresh? Why is somebody who is deaf or mute not able to do chalitza? She'ena yochol omar. They can't say the stuff which is in the Torah, and va'amar it says they both have to say the stuff in the Torah. Says more, is that true? The kriya makavis is kriya an impediment to the proper chalita. No, it's not. But the famous Talmudic principle, kriya, somebody who can read a kriya makavis, he doesn't have to read. If he's not suitable to read kriya makavis, then the not being able to read is an impediment, right? Tamati, we learned over there in Masechta Chagigo. Everybody's going to go out to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz mi'cheres, shoyt v'gotan, except for an imbecile. No, except for a deaf mute. An imbecile and a child. Chevrayim Shevei Lezer say, why do they have to go up to Yerushalayim to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif? Leman Yishmun, Leman Yilmadun. So they should learn, hear and they should learn. Ad Kedum B'Medab Reveinu Shomea. So I understand that precludes somebody who can speak but cannot hear because he cannot learn. Shomei Aveinu Medab Reveinu Shomea but cannot speak. How do you know that he's also precluded from the responsibility to go up and Aliyah LaRegel? Rabbi Yilashem Elazar said, L'man Yilmadun Midarshin, L'man Yilameidun. He's got to be able to teach his kids. Since he can't teach his kids, he's exempt from Aliyah LaRegel from coming out to sacrifice to the Olos Riyah. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hadomaras teaches us leis klolo de Rabbi klolin." Or Rabbi gave a general principle. It's not to be construed literally. Don't take it as a general principle. How so? Because the tznian time we learned over there, cheresh hamadaber veino shmeh, a cheresh who's somebody who can speak but cannot hear, lo yitrum, he cannot do truma. Now, that in and of itself is not so damaging, that statement, but the Braisa goes on there. It says, V'im Torah, if he did do Truma, even though he cannot hear, so nevertheless, his Truma is a valid Truma. Yeah, so, again, Chesha that vein is Shomei Aloyitrum. He didn't speak out of here, shouldn't do true, but if he did so, it's okay. So if that's the case, the Sabrina and Mame, I want to say, Medaber Veino Shomea Cheresh. We need to say from here that what's considered to be a Cheresh, somebody who can speak but cannot hear, or hear but cannot speak.
But then he's deaf mute.
So says the Gemara, V'tnir, yet we learn, Cheresh Nechlat, a Cheresh who begot Chalitza before him, Cheresh is, or woman is Cheresh, Shecholza, who did Chalitza, Bacholetz is called to do Chalitza for a child, Chalitza Sapsula, the Chalitza is puzzle. In this case, we cannot get the full speech from these individuals because of their limited intelligence or limited capacity, right? We learn, this is actually Rebbe speaking in the Mishnah in Chagigah. It's always somebody who can neither hear nor speak. Yet here we see that even somebody who can't do one of them is exempted from certain mitzvahs in the Torah. For example, from Chalitza. So, Hoda Messiah le Rebbe Yoina. This is the Raya to Rebbe Yoina, who says, Rebbe Yoina, I'm at least clothing the Rebbe Yoina. The general principles Rebbe laid out are not always general principles. Because Rebbe said, he can't hear nor speak. Yet here we see an extension of that, even a cheresh who cannot hear but can speak, or a cheresh who cannot speak but can hear. I say the same thing both? Twice? Anyway, so that they're also considered to be cheresh. So must be referred to the Rebbe Seth, Lace Clolin. Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi, Bo, come here, Rabbi Yoi, come here, Rabbi. Ask about Rabbi, Mabi, caught the band McDonough, your question, why the can of cotton not be the object of chalitza, but a ketana may do chalitza? So he said, ish ksiba pausho. It says a man is an adult. Biron! Now remember, the Bavli argues on this. Okay, Moshe brings down, the Bavli holds that both a man and woman must be adults, because we have a parallel. Whatever the man's got to be, the woman's got to be. But the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Yerushalmi says, by the man, shteitoch, ish, says got to be a man. That means it says. It says by the man that he's got to be an ish, right? But it says, it says that only the Avama has to go. It doesn't say what she's got to be. It doesn't say she's got to be an adult. It says just the Avam. By the man, it says ish. It doesn't say Yavam. By the woman, it says Yavama. It doesn't say Isha. So that's what we learn, even in a child. Okay. Rabbi Mara Malay Stam, Rabbi Mara said it stop without attribution. It's a brain Rabbi Chias, the Mati Moshe Meir, saying that Rabbi Yoino, de Rabbi Meir. Anybody who holds you can't do Yibum with a Ketana is Rabbi Meir. Who Hudam Mara says, Ein Chotzev in the Yamin is a Ketana. The Chalitz or no Yibum cannot be done at Ketana. Not because it's inherently possible, but Rabbi Meir, as you remember, is Chayish Lemuta. He's afraid of the minority. And Shema, maybe will come out, Timotze Islandist, that she's brought up from the minority of women in the world who are Ilonios, and if she's an Islandist, of course, then the Chalitza is not necessary. And if the Yibum was done, then, you know, it's Mamish Eshesach, if it actually is the prohibition of a sister-in-law, that would be very bad. Okay, but it sounds like even the Evet certainly, you can do Chalitza with a Chalitza even with a Ketana.
Say Ilonios sounds like a football team in college.
The fighting Ilonios. All right. Chalta Vishnai. That was on tape. Chalta Vishnai. What? Baron, yes, yes. Chalta Vishnai. That was good. Good line. Chalta Vishnai of Vishlosha. She did chalitza with two or three. You do chalitza in front of two or three. Beneath to achaman karapos. Well, it's bishnai in front of two or bishlosha beneath to achaman karapasol in front of three. And one of them is found to be a relative or basol. Chalitza b'sulah chalitza's basol. Rabbi Shimon and Yochanan sign the machine. They say it's still okay. Ma'aseh shecholtza beino lebeino beis hasurin. Once they did chalitza in private, one on one in the prison. In other words, there's no beis din around. Between the Yom and Yavam, above Maisav Neil, Rabbi Kiva, and Maisav Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva, they actually said it's okay. So, a very interesting Gemara, one of these rare Agadah Gemaras in the Yerushalmi. But based on Surimaya Maisa, the Yom, this Chalitza, one on one, took place in a prison. Well, based on Surimaya Maisa, and they asked the Kasha if somebody was held in prison. How so? Rabbi Akiva was the one that they asked about it. right? Says Bar Maisa Fnei Rabbi Akiva. He was in prison when they asked him the question. Right, he was prisoned before he was killed. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Ava Garmei Roichel, the way they ask questions like this, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler made himself as if he was a peddler. Yoyma Avar Kumi Beis Chavish Rabbi Akiva. So when they passed in front of the prison, Rabbi Akiva was held prisoner. Fava Machris Ramai would shout, he announced and said, Ma boy Machtin, who wants needles? Ma boy Tzern, who wants pins? Chotzepeno Lepeno Mau. Right? What happens to Chalitza between the man and the woman in private? Udi clear Rabbi Akiva Mikasa. Rabbi Akiva looked out the window of the prison. Amarle, so he said, Islach Kushin! Do you have Kushin, which are another type of needle? Islach Kosher. And he said, yes, it's kosher to do Chalitza Beino Lebeino. So that somehow they snuck in this question surreptitiously, and the answer came out surreptitiously from the prison. Okay, mitzvah chalitza. So, what is the proper order of mitzvah to do chalitza, or what's the mitzvah actually in chalitza? I should say. Bov ivintos ne basin. He and the avama come to basin. Vein noisim lo es eitzo hagun. They give him a hagun lo. They give him the proper counsel for himself. Shneamar it says v'kor lo zikne iro the elders he should come v'dibre lo v'tzbi b'miyami. Lo man, he confirms that he says lo chapatzi kachto. I don't want to take her. Tapas amachesim ralph. B'lo shana kodesh. In Hebrew, they would say this all in Hebrew. It had to be said in Hebrew. That was the formula. And the Avama goes to him in front of the elders. Now she takes off his shoe from on his foot. She spits in his face. We've got to see the spittle. She opens up and she says, or she responds to being read to her, and she says, so too shall be done to the man. I shall leave this base. I will not build his brother's house. Akana you marking. That's till then they used to read from the parsha. Ukshuhuk Rabbi Hukrus Takhsa Ela Bikfarbus. Once Rabbi Hukrus had to do chalitza, they read them under the Elo tree. I forgot what an Elo tree is. Some sort of nut tree. In Kvarivus. The Gomer's called Parshan. Then they read the whole Parshan Torah. Not just till after Main Yabmi. Fukskulias Maka called Parshan. But then on the established Chazoka to read the whole parsha. And then his name is called in Israel. Beis Chalutza, now the house of the removed shoe. The mitzvahs and the Yonim can make the statement about the house of the removed shoe. Below mitzvah the Talmidim, not among the Talmidim who are present. And now, mitzvah kolo in Yisrael. Everybody standing there should say, Chalutza now. They say, removed shoe, removed shoe. Okay? Says Amara, getting back to Mishnah, Ve'enoisim eitzo hogin lo, they give him a proper counsel for himself. Mar hogin lo, what's a proper counsel for himself? Inu sav, if he's an old man, oimer lo, we say to her, Ha'in sav lamlach, why do you want this old man? In he savto, have a savto, if she's an old woman, oimer le, we say to him, Ha'da savto lo lamlach, why do you want this old hag, or whatever we say? He tlisav hu sav, if she's young and he's old, Armin Lay, we say to him, Tlisai, she's young, V'imachamol, it can be embarrassing to you to walk around with a girl who's 40, 50 years younger than yourself. Yeah, I don't know, nowadays they wouldn't say that. Who tell you, V'isaf, if he's young and she's old, Armin Lay, we say to her, Tayo, he's a young, immature guy. And he's going to be embarrassing to you. Anyway, who wrote to him? He ain't a roitza. If he wants, if she doesn't want, show me law, we listen to her. He roitza, she wants, who ain't a roitza, and he doesn't want, show me law, we listen to him. Close to Dover Jerobritzos, call Dover, call Makiv. If anybody's impeding it from going forward, show me law, we listen to the impediment, and we don't let it go forward. Because we're afraid they're not doing L'shem Shemayim. Ho'ishtemah Tzibur, if they both want, they both want to do Yibum. Asuv Dukan Rabbi Yossi, so the story came from Rabbi Yossi, Omri said, Api Klebar, let him go out. In other words, according to the Gilead Ephraim, it means, we have no choice, let them go out and do Yibum. The Mashbiach and the Korban Eda actually changed, put the Kuf, and at the end, of the two words, and they have it, Afilu Lebar Kuf. It was even a 100-year-old guy that they both want to do it. Hey! He had his yogurt, so therefore he can continue to eat. Says one further, Rabbi Yochanan boy, Bi Obama Mim Maradif Hachami. By Obama, who's pursuing whom? And the Nafkamina is because you always go the person who's pursuing has to go to the beis din of the person who's being pursued. Right? It's also true by litigation. Right? You always go to the beis din of the person who's being sued. He can check the court, choose the court. So it says, who's pursuing who? So I said, Rebbe Lezer asked the question, what's the Shiloh? So for also, if Imto Ashara, the Yavama goes up the gate, so she has to come to whatever basin is convenient for him. Kachom Rabbi Yochanan had said this, Amar, you said, Yofalim Dono Rabbi Lezer, Lezer thought it's good. Period. Now, B'kriya Ma'akevis, we learn, this is really a superfluous Gemara, but it's going to be, because we already have this Gemara, and it's just brought down here, and schlepped in, but at the end of the two lines, it gets relevant again. Kriya Ma'akevis, is the reading necessary? On Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yitzchak, depends. Havroel Kriya is something suitable to read, and Kriya Ma'akevis, he doesn't have to read. If Shem Roel Kriya is not suitable to read Kriya Ma'akevis, then he's got to read, and of course, if he can't, it's no good. Now it gets relevant. I'm on a limit to say, I've got to be sure of you to a mouth and clear my canvas. It's not necessary to read. Moidashi, Bolom run, but he concedes if you come to read, Shoyim El Sadi, you got to say all the words in order. Ubuchut lo temar, and especially you should not say, Me'en yav mi lo akim lo avoya mi. My Yavam refuses to set up a name, he doesn't want to be miyabi mi. And then he responds, "Lo chafati lo kachto." I don't want to take her, because then you're missing a crucial phrase. And rather, this is what he has to say: "Me'en yav mi lo akim lo achiv shem b'Yisrael." You got to say, "My brother-in-law doesn't want to build up for his brother name in Israel." That's a critical component. Lo avayim mi. Only then can he go on to the clause. He doesn't want to be miyabim mi. And then he repeats. The guy repeats, "Lo chafati lo kachto." I don't want to take her. Time when you meet over there, they said, in Babel they said, that, oh, Babel actually used to write a get chalitza. They probably do it nowadays too, although I didn't check into it. They write a document which attests to the chalitza. What does it say in this document? It says, Kairos Katmona, she came in front of us, for Shalpasine, me love a wrigley, and Diamina, and took off his shoe from an on his right foot, for Rakas Katmona, and she spit in front of us, Rok Mischazi Alara, spittle which we could detect on the ground. It's like Lubavitch Shul after Olenu. Anybody ever notice?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
It's the line that was taken out the end.
No, we added it too, but we don't spit.
I added it also in prayer.
We don't spit. Right. Vamra, she says, Kach, what? Kach yaselish, asher leiv nez beisachiv. This so too should be done the man of who doesn't build up his brother's house. Spit does not actually have to reach the husband, the Yavam. Mikema Chinira Rok Shu Yotze Mitoch Pia, once you see the spit coming out of the saliva, coming out of the mouth, I freely if he chosa ruach, even if the wind blows it away, still kosher, right? Raka Badam, what if she spit blood? Right, I think the picture is also in the Bible, if I recall correctly. If there's a little bit of moisture of saliva in the blood, kosher, it's okay. Hagidamis machletzis, an amputee. How does she do chalitza? B'shnel, with her teeth. B'nei simunia. The people that say simunia, asked the Rabbi Rei, they came a Rabbi, and this story is also in the Bavli. Armada, they said to him, boy, tita long, we want you to give us chad barnash of certain individual jack of all trades. Darish, you should be a darshan, a dayan, a judge, a chazen, a teacher of children, that was called a chazen, Sapar, means a soifer, Misanian, Kilomishnayas, Vavala Kotzareish, do everything for us. Short, a rabbi. For you have loan Rabbi Levi Barsisi, so he gave them Levi Barsisi. Also, Bima Kadayos, so they made him a big Bima. For Shmuelov, they made him sit there. Asim Shonle, so they came and asked him, Hagidemis and Michael Etz, they came and asked him Shilos. A woman who's an amputee, has to do chalitza. Loigivun, he didn't answer. Ragadam, why if she sits blood? Loigivun, he didn't answer. Armin, they said, deal with the Leisu Mario Fund. Maybe he doesn't know how to learn. He hasn't learned many sugyas. Nishle Shalom Le Dagarita. Let's go ask him a question which has to do with Dagarita. Okay, let's ask him, and I got at the question. Asr Shal Esel came and asked him, Ma'o Adain, this was that which it says, I'll tell you that which is marked, Miksava Mess with true writing. It's a paradox. Ime Mess, if it's true writing, Lama Shuma, how can you say it's marked? If you're Shuma, it's only marked, Lama Mess, how can you say it's true writing? In other words, writing and marking are two mutually exclusive things. Was it marked or was it written? The Lord even didn't answer. Asr Gami Rebbe, so came from the Rebbe, and they said, Hadain, Paisuna, the Paisin Toch, this is the appeasement with which you appeased us. How can he said I'm Oretz? Amalon Sarevi said Chayecho by your life by Nashtaka Vasiha of his Lachon. I gave you guys as chosh of as I am. Shal Chaisi save a shal. So he called for Levi and asked him his questions in front of the people of the town. Amar Levi, so he said to him. The Rebbe said to Levi, Raka Damau. What if she spits blood? Amar Levi, so Levi responded. So if any bit, little bit of saliva, it's okay. How does the gidemes do chalitza? The amputee, Amli Mishinei said, with their teeth. Amli Maladein Dechsev, it said, what is that which it says? Abalagilukhasa Roshim Ksav MS. Right, I'll go, should tell you that which is marked with true writing. Is it true or is it marked? Is it marked or is it true? Amli say said, before the decree is meted out in Shamayim, it's only Roshum, it's only marked. Once the Gzar Din is signed, Din MS, then it's a true Din. Amrlay, so Rabbi said to him, Nuvalamalagim Tunun, why didn't you ask them when you were in the city? Amrlay, so he said, I'll tell you why. Osli Bima Gadoila. They made me a big Bima. And they put me on it. V'tafach ruchi alai. My spirit bloated within me. I became a Baal Gaiva. The Korolev and Rebbe said about him, in the Valta, if you became degraded in Divrei Torah, Bisnasei, it's because they lifted you up on high. V'im Zamoisa, if you became, if you plotted to become high and mighty and lofty, Yadlapet, put a hand to your mouth, because you have no right to speak, because you're going to lose all your wisdom. That you uplifted yourself and made yourself haughty in them, and we will stop here for today.